Hello everyone, this is the Left, Right and Center and I'm Maria Shakir. As the new Modi government hits the ground running, it's starting with big historical responsibilities. Besides the Prime Minister Modi, who has matched the electoral record of Jawaharlal Nehru to win a third consecutive term, his 71-member Council of Ministers is also bringing a wealth of experience to the new government. Amit Shah is the first Home Minister since 1947 with two straight terms. Rajnath Singh is again the first Defence Minister since 1947 with consecutive terms. Nirmala Sitharaman has broken many glass ceilings. Besides being the only full-time woman Defence Minister in Modi 1.0, then a full-time woman Finance Minister in the second term of Prime Minister Modi, she is now the only Finance Minister with two straight terms. Similarly, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is the first diplomat turned minister to get a second straight term. It's a council of many firsts, and we talk about burden of history. Now, joining me on the show, Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist, Toheen Sinha, national spokesperson of the BJP, Dr. Shama Mohammed, national spokesperson of the Congress. Neerja, beginning with you, many firsts, we have just counted some of them. What, according to you, stands out?
What stands out is, of course, we've said it again and again, continuity with huge experience. As you know, six ex-chief ministers. That says something because, you know, they have experience of running their states. They are now going to be running important ministries at the center. They know the problems that are there in the states. They know, the difficulties in center-state relations. So it's the whole federalism concept. So I think that will bring richness into this cabinet. Apart from, the old ones, the top ones of the CCS being repeated. So it is experience, and it also shows that the Prime Minister intends to focus on governance, rather than emotional issues that may have, dominated the campaign during the elections. He wants to get on now with more solid things. Of course, he has elections into state assemblies to contend with a few months down the line, and therefore would have his eye on it. But overall, yes, I think continuity, experience, state CMs. It should do well. We hope it will do very well.
Yes, certainly. Shama Mohammed, how is the Congress and other opposition parties viewing the new Council of Ministers of Prime Minister Modi? As well as just highlighted, there are several firsts, and the big message certainly is that besides the four portfolios of the Rice in a Hill, there's continuity overall in 15 ministries. So, the big messaging is that the Prime Minister trusts his people and he is giving them the similar portfolios and similar responsibilities.
So in NDA 3, the Prime Minister can trust the ministers, but the people have to trust him. First and foremost, why was Ashwini Vaishnav given a ministry itself? He did very badly as a railway minister. As you can see what's happening these days, overcrowded trains, major train accidents in Odisha and Bihar. So what was he given that for? The number two, Nirmala Sitharaman. They say the economy is doing well, but 80 crore people are given free rations in our country out of 140 crore. I fail to understand where the economy is doing well. Number three, there is a lot of issues out there basically with the Eknath Shinde faction, which got 7 members of parliament, was not given a cabinet berth. But the JDS, which just got 2 members of parliament, cabinet berths given. Pasman's party, cabinet berth given. Anupriya given. So there are various issues. And also, always we are pointed fingers at the Congress party about Dinis. Look at the Dinis here. Everybody is a Dinis. The RLD leader, Jitin Prasada, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Anupriya Patel. I mean, it's Dinis after Dinis after Dinis. So we fail to understand where is the common man or the common person who does not come from a Dinistic background.
There are multiple criticisms that are coming in. Toheen, point-by-point rebuttal, starting with the need of having Ashwini Vaishnav in the same portfolio, which according to the Congress party, he hasn't performed much.
Well, good evening, Maria. It's very surprising that the Congress, being in the opposition, while it is unable to figure out its LOP, wants to decide on who should hold which portfolio. Ashwini Vaishnaw is a brilliant technocrat. The upgradation and the modernization of the, you know, the railway infrastructure is being carried out at breakneck speed under his supervision. Yes, you know, there may be temporary glitches when it comes to reservation, especially in the summer season. But, you know, I don't think the Congress party, being in the opposition, should, you know, enjoy the entitlement to decide on our cabinet ministers. Like Neeraj-ji mentioned, you know, this cabinet carries an optimal blend of experience and fresh talent. There are 33 ministers who are here, who are in the cabinet for the first time. At the same time, you know, apart from the many firsts that you pointed out, there perhaps for the first time in history, we have a Buddhist as a minority affairs minister. We have somebody from Arunachal as the parliamentary affairs minister. There are six former chief ministers. There is, you know, enormous representation of the backward communities. There are 28 ministers from the OBC communities. There are 7 women. So I think, you know, it's a great blend. More importantly, look at the first decisions taken by the government. You know, immediately releasing the 17th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. The immediately sanctioning 3 crore houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, which was in our manifesto. But till now, I think what should really worry the Congress is they have not been able to figure out their LOP. And I don't know how long Rahul Gandhi will keep vacillating like he has done for many years of his political career.
Will you respond to that, please?
Can I come in?
Yes.
Can I come in to rebut that? No, he's talking about LOP. It's just been 2 days. I want to ask him, when was your Karnataka LOP? How many months did you take? 6 months. So you don't even have, you don't have the audacity to even speak about that, you know. So let me tell you, it took you 6 months to decide on the LOP of Karnataka. Number two, they so want dinners that Navneet Bittu did not even win, but he was given a ministry because you just love dinners. And then you point fingers at us. Why have you given? And also, you have not given a single ministry to the 15% population in this country that are the Muslims. Why are you putting them out? You've given Christians, you've given Sikhs, you've given Jains, you said Buddhists. Why not the Muslims? Where is Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas? It is only by lip service, or are you going to really do it? Okay, give me the answer to these. Where was your Karnataka LOP come in? We will decide. We have already asked Mr. Gandhi to be the LOP, and it will be done in the next 2 to 3 days. So what is this big hue and cry? And let me ask you one very important thing. What has happened to Manipur? Where is Manipur in this hall? They have been wiped out from Northeast because they have not even spoken about Manipur. Just yesterday, the chief minister's convoy was attacked. What is happening in Manipur? The RSS, Mohan Bhagwat has criticized the prime minister for that.
Neeraj, let's put the spotlight again on the new
government. Can I quickly rebut that?
Yes, Tumin, you can respond.
It's not us who's talking about it. It's your own RSS.
Congress party's biggest problem with Navneet Bittu is that he's a nationalist who, while he was in the Congress, supported India's action against Canada when Canada was found shielding or making wild accusations against India. That is the main grouse that, you know, the Congress party has with Navneet Bittu. If we want to inculcate future leadership in the state, it's our prerogative to decide who should be. We had an extensive debate on Manipur. Yes, you know, the problem is prolonged, but somebody, you know, a party which was responsible for creation of the Punjab problem in the 80s should not be waxing eloquent. We are committed to resolving Manipur at the earliest in the same way that we have solved the problem of insurgency in the rest of the northeastern states. This is a legacy of the Congress government of the past, and we are committed to resolving it.
Neeraj, let's put the spotlight again back on analysis of the new Council of Ministers of Prime Minister Modi. As we have been saying, there are many firsts. And Neeraj, since Sunday, you have been highlighting the fact that you have someone from the Musahar community in Jitan Ram Manji being given such a place of pride. He's a cabinet minister, although his party, HAM, Hindustani Awam Morcha, has only one MP, that he is himself the only MP from that party. But, you know, caste balancing, yes, we have seen that, the OBC representation, the SC/ST representation. But what about the gender balance? Do you think they have faltered
Can I just quickly respond to the points? I'll answer your question to the points that have been made. Point number one, as a citizen, I've traveled by Vande Bharat and I felt really good. It was on time, the way you were looked after, the way food was served, the toilets were clean, and that there are so many Vande Bharats. That's one of the things I feel good about the Railways Minister. Secondly, I agree with the Congress spokesperson. Diners now are a thing every party has. So we don't need to, some may have more, some may have less, but they all have accepted the principle of diners in their party. Number three, I also agree, while there have been some discordant notes struck about this cabinet, and this happens in every coalition government, these are very minor compared to the coalition governments in the past. But the biggest discordant note I feel is if a party like the BJP going in for a third term, not having any Muslim in its cabinet is something that should be remedied. And even if there's no Muslim MP, you can actually appoint somebody and have the person elected as MP and give that very important signal that needs to be given to the community and to the country. And now coming to Jitin Manji, I agree with you. You know, the criticism has been one person party in the Lok Sabha, and yet he's got cabinet rank. I think that criticism is valid at one level, but somebody from this Maha Dalit Musahar community, and those of us who have seen the conditions in which Musahars live, even today in Bihar, feel very proud that somebody from that community has made it to the top in the cabinet of the Union of India. You know, this is what our democracy is all about. You are absolutely at the bottom of the heap, and yet you can reach the pinnacle of power. That is the strength of our democracy. So I think it should not only be viewed in the context of, you know, one, of course, I understand that Ajit Pawar's NCP and Shiv Sena of Shinde are aggrieved by this, that they've got MOSs. Whereas Mr. Manji, with one Lok Sabha MP, has got cabinet rank. But I think it has.
But he is also a former chief minister. I think that's high on messaging. But also, I think that's the protocol in which it is being given. You have former chief ministers in ML Khattar and in Shivraj Singh Chauhan being given a portfolio in the as a cabinet minister. So they may have that idea. But again, the caste messaging is huge. Let's try and wrap it up with final comments from Shama Mohammad and Suheen Sinha. Shama, please go ahead.
No, the final comment is, we know that in the India Alliance, now we are 102. Many members of parliament are jumping ship. I just want to say that in Maharashtra, what has happened is that they want to break the Eknath Shinde Shiv Sena as well as the NCP and get the MLAs before the parliamentary election, and wants to be the single largest party. But that's not going to happen because people know that they can't be trusted. And I urge the Prime Minister of India to do something about Manipur, because they are also the citizens of this country. It is told by his own RSS today. And I urge him, because people are going through hell in that state, but the Prime Minister of India is least bothered. And also there is a rapist molester in Karnataka. Please take stern action against him.
Respond to that, Tuheen, and then we move on to another story.
Well, you know, the Congress party should stop fantasizing about the downfall of this government and giving sermons to us, because, you know, I can understand their frustration. One, they did not expect us to form the government. They felt, you know, the alliance partners would walk away. That has not happened. And now with the formation of the ministry, it has been so flawless, it has been so seamless, that they seem further frustrated that they will have to, you know, wait in the opposition for 5 years. So I think they need to focus on their plans rather than keep hoping and keep dreaming that, you know, we would not be able to carry
the fireworks have just begun. It will be a very robust opposition in the Lok Sabha as well. So the Treasury benches will have to do a lot of, you know, tightrope walk there to ensure that your bills are passed and you get support of the opposition. And there would be good, healthy discussions also, which was missing perhaps from several parliamentary sessions. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Shama Mohammad, Neeja Chaudhary and Tuheen Sinha.